China may have described its declaration of an air defence zone off its east coast as, quote, entirely justified and legitimate, but it seems its neighbours and the United States are becoming increasingly concerned about its intentions. It's prompted Japan to announce a five-year plan to increase defence spending and transform its military forces in response to what it sees as clearly a threat. Meanwhile, the American Secretary of State John Kerry has warned China not to declare a second air defence zone in the South China Sea during a visit to the Philippines. Let's get some more on this now from Joshua Moldavin. Joshua is Professor of Geography at Sarah Lawrence College and has researched and lived in Japan and China for three decades. So we'll have some insight, I'm sure. Professor, hello to you.
Hello, how are you?
Very well indeed, and looking forward to your thoughts on this. I mean, we're hearing the actions of China, well, it depends who you believe, provocative, say, Japan and the United States, justified, say, China. What's your take, Joshua?
Well, I mean, first, I think contrary to much of the geopolitical discussion of this, China's real focus here is actually domestic, and it's tied to the state's efforts to quell internal dissent, to deal with social unrest through a variety of means, including stoking sort of nationalist fervor. You know, and that's really a primary issue there. And second, I would say that, you know, while these actions are generally presented as major problems, they actually are quite useful to some of the national governments, and they reflect the relative power of their militaries. And that's true for China, Japan, America, South Korea. So in some sense, each one of these instances is a kind of further justification for continuing and expanding the allocation of national resources to their military sectors, right? So that's, I think, part of the analysis that needs to get in there. And, you know, rather than an us versus them mentality, I think this really has a lot to do with helping to promote America's, or at least enabling America's Asia pivot and Japan's new five-year expanded defense plan, as well as China's own expansion.
So each is using the incident, if you will, to their own ends in some way.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, China's declared this air defense zone, as you pointed out, and that's a long, it's a change in a long-standing sort of status quo in the area. It was precipitated by multiple actions over many years, and actually by all the main players. It was by Japan, by the United States, by China, and the chance, I think, of escalation, which is really what everyone sounds concerned about. I think that's actually relatively small. And the reasons for that and the chance of a really serious incident, for example, shooting down an airliner or a military escalation. Again, I think it's a tiny chance because in its escalated form, it really works against the major both economic and political interests of every one of the countries in the region, and particularly China. And based on my discussions with members of China's leadership, you know, that's really well understood within China.
I'm interested to hear you say that because I mentioned again in the introduction, China is talking about a second air defense zone being implemented. Now, John Kerry is saying, please don't do that. You don't seem to be concerned that that is where it's heading. Is that not an escalation?
Well, I do think that an escalation in rhetoric is absolutely the case, and that will continue. And I think that China's current nationalist surge, I mean, this reflects these longstanding domestic issues. It's constantly underestimated in analysts' discussions of this. You know, there's the alarm over the geopolitical move and the rhetoric, and that would be true for the South China Sea one. That action really represents more clearly and accurately the state's attempts to harness a nationalist component of China's rise, its global integration, and to help contain very severe long-term structural domestic problems of social inequality, of environmental destruction, of widespread land and resource grabs, and find an outlet for the continuous social unrest, you know, that's across the country on a daily basis. There's hundreds of incidences every day. So, you know, any leader who's worth his 2 cents would be concerned about that sort of domestic morass, and they'd be trying to figure out what's a path to muddle through this. The nationalist card provides a path, but it has real limits, and I think that's where the danger is.
That's a really interesting point of view. Thank you for sharing it with us. Gives us plenty to think about. Joshua Moldavin, Professor of Geography at Sarah Lawrence College on the issues surrounding China, Japan and the United States.